This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
100 Names by Cecilia Ahern. Read by Amy Creighton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. She was nicknamed the Graveyard. Any secret, any piece of confidential information, personal or otherwise, that went in, never ever came back out. You knew you were safe. You knew you would never be judged, or if you were, it would be silently, so you'd never know. She was perfectly named, with a birth name that meant consistency and fortitude, and she was appropriately nicknamed. She was solid, permanent and steady, stoic, but oddly comforting. Which is why visiting her in this place was all the more agonizing. And it was agonizing. Not just mentally challenging. Kitty felt a physical pain in her chest, more specifically in her heart, that began with the thought of having to go, grew with the reality of actually being there, and then worsened with the knowledge that it wasn't a dream. It wasn't a false alarm. This was life in its rawest form. A life that had been challenged and would subsequently be lost to death. Kitty made her way through the private hospital, taking the stairs when she could take elevators, making deliberate